Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pixel... God mother effered pooperhead. Welcome to episode 41 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for August 26, 2013. I am your host, Marcus Nez, and I want to talk to you about this little Xbox Live indie game called Magicians and Looters. So, Magicians and Looters is a dollar and basically a Metroidvania game. I've already gone over how I'm not the biggest fan of that term, but I don't know. It's just so ingrained in gaming that I don't know what else to call it. It's a Metroidvania game. If you don't like that term too, get over it. We're stuck with it. But that's what it is. And so far, it's pretty fun. And it's a lot bigger than I was expecting. It seems to be much bigger than I was expecting, just in terms of the world and the map size. It's only a dollar. I figure this has got to be a tiny game, right? So that's good. The one thing I have that's problematic, there's a story, and I've just sort of whatever about it. I haven't paid much attention to it. But there's a talking cat, which is enough for a purchase, I'd say, for any game. You give me a cat that can talk, then I'm sold. But the one thing that is problematic is just that the enemy... I do like the design of the characters of the enemies and your hero, basically. There's not a huge amount of variety so far, but I'm still very early on. These are just early impressions, basically, from the trial and a little bit after that, because I bought it when it said, "Do you want to keep playing and pay a dollar?" I'm like, "Of course I want to pay a dollar. It's a dollar. It's only a dollar. There's no zombies in it, but you can pay a dollar and play this game." I don't know. I've got Charlie Murder on the mind. But yeah, the enemies, when they attack, they are stuck in that animation. And so far they are, except for these little guys, the bigger guys, are rather slow in executing their attack animations. So it's very easy to just walk up behind them and then attack the shit out of them until they die. So the challenge at this point is not really there, unless the only time it becomes a bit challenging is if there are a lot of characters on screen at the same time, so that you can't really do that because you get behind one and then there's another one behind you attacking you. But other than that, the combat is simple so far, but with any game like this, I'm assuming I'll get more abilities later on to unlock this and all that. The first ability was a high jump, which I was given by the cat who can talk. Remember how I said there was a cat that can talk? Yeah, so I wish the worlds looked better. They're really just kind of, bland, boring. They're just, they have a very Xbox Live indie game look. I didn't mention that. It's on the Xbox Live indie game marketplace. Haven't talked about one of those games in a while. But it has just one of those really sort of, or really like older PC indie titles. I wish there was a bit more of a sharpness to it, and more like everything is in the worlds. The parts that aren't part of the world are basically like bordered and then all black. Don't like that. It's not too bad, and I definitely recommend checking it out. Yeah, there is a trial. You're not going to get to do a lot in the trial just because it's such a huge game, seemingly so. And, it is only a dollar, so. And that it's true now. It's not 80 Microsoft points. It is a dollar. $1 plus tax, I'm pretty sure, right? See, all you people who are like, "I hate Microsoft points." Well, now you got to pay tax. Good job, dickheads. I love Microsoft points. You get them cheap. You can find them cheap and no tax. But all y'all had to screw that up. I could be wrong about the tax thing, but I think I remember seeing that. Or maybe that's a state-by-state basis. But yeah, Magicians and Looters. Wrote up a little quick first impressions of it, which people are going to probably say, "Oh, check out his review." Because people, I swear to God, why are... are so many people stupid when it comes to reviews. I think this, the stupidity of people is why reviews need scores. Because without scores, then people just call everything a review. Because everything I write becomes a review. Guess what? Unless I have review in the title, it's not a review. And if there's no score, it's not a review. It's a preview, or it's a first impression, it's whatever else it is. But it's not a review. All my videos, I hate it every time when someone says or leaves a comment, oh, how can you review this game? I never said those things are fucking reviews. They're always first impressions. That's the whole point of them. What is wrong with people? The PI, I want to just choke everyone right now. Also, fucking all this Ben Affleck bullshit. Shut up already. I'm still hearing people talk about it. Not nearly as much. But people just need to shut up. Give him a freaking chance. Y'all hated Heath Ledger as a Joker, you know, when you first heard about that idea. Or Daniel Craig as James Bond. Or anyone. Michael Keaton as Batman. And also, fun fact, Christian Bale was a shitty-ass Batman. He was terrible. I hated him as Batman. He was an okay Bruce Wayne, too, but I wasn't... I mean, he was not the best part of any of those movies. He's, like, the worst part. I guess you could say the female characters until Catwoman, Anne Hathaway's Catwoman, Selina Kyle. But in the first two movies, the female characters weren't much of anything. But I can't remember the first two movies to any degree other than What's-Her-Face. But yeah, it was like the worst part of the entire franchise was Batman. Because Christian Bale wasn't that great as Batman. So shut the hell up, you morons. You should all be complaining that Zack Snyder's still doing it. Because that guy is just... I don't know what's going to happen with it. I'm not that excited about it anyway. I just want the next Captain America movie. Breaking Bad, still watching that. I'm on to the fourth season now. The end of the second to last episode of season 3 was just amazing. That was the best moment of the series so far. I still hate Walter White. Not a fan of his. I like every other character. Love that chicken guy. Still love him. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen in that whole situation because that guy is like perfect. And now Walter White is just a disaster that he can't get rid of. And I'm wondering what's going to happen in the end. But yeah, that's pretty itch. That's pretty much it for this Monday. I don't know. Oh yeah, I saw At World's End. I forgot to talk about that, or The World's End. And the reason I forgot to talk about it is because the movie was ruined. It's a great movie. It was ruined for me by a couple of obnoxious laughers sitting right behind me at the theater. It was terrible. These guys laughed at everything. Every single frame. They'd see a freaking sign that would just say nothing. There would just be like a sign that says, welcome to whatever, New Haven is whatever the name of the town was. Welcome to New Haven. Nothing funny about it. That's how they sounded. And it was awful. It was terrible. I just wanted to smack him in the face. I don't understand how people could be so such obnoxious laughers. And I just, can you control that? I guess maybe I'm just odd in the fact that I am someone who doesn't really laugh at all. I am a smiler if I find something funny. If you can get me to laugh, then you are a magician and potentially a looter too, or either or, but you're definitely a magician if you can get me to laugh. The only person who can get me to laugh on a regular basis is my father, because he is a magician and the greatest man in the world. But yeah, The World's End. Definitely go check it out. I think it was like fourth or something, so go give it some love. For the love of God, give it some love. It's good. I'm not sure where it falls in the trilogy of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and now The World's End. It felt a bit different. I don't know. But yeah. I mean, not too different, but just something about it story-wise and the characters and just, like, there was a different sensibility to it. Or a potential added seriousness, and that it was a bit more about these characters than, I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to think about it, and part of it is just how much that experience was ruined for me by those laughers. But that's pretty much it. This Monday's got nothing else to do. I'm thinking about pretty soon, either next week or during this week, starting this week, going through this current generation that is about to come to an end, or at least not be the current gen anymore, and going through and just highlighting some of my favorite games of this cycle. And basically it would just be from whatever 2005 to 2013 to now, you know, starting with the Xbox 360 and just that time frame, including PC games that came out from then to now and all that, handheld games on whatever. So I gotta really think about that. A lot to go through. I already know some games that'll definitely be on, so here are some spoilers. BioShock will definitely be on there. Enslaved definitely will be on there. I love me some Enslaved. Maybe I'll put in some Cult of Saga. I can make myself laugh too. I'm good at that. Yeah. Da-da-da. That's it. Goodbye, everybody. PixelatedSausage.com. Check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Radio. You can find that on iTunes, Zoom, Stitcher Radio at PixelatedRadio.com, on Twitter at Pixelated Radio. Also, the site is at PSausage, and I am at Kush3. Also, follow me on Instagram, where I post sketches and whatnot. I am M Kush, the letter M, K-U-S-H. I got some new glasses coming my way, and prescription sunglasses for the first time in my life. I don't know how it's going to be when I put those on. I can actually see out of sunglasses. That's never happened for me, so I'm scared of those. Also, check out some other great podcasts like the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, Twitter Nerd Comic Cast at twitternerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, and the Grand Am Unleashed Podcast at iTunes.search. It in the field and you'll get it. .no.com. Yeah, that's a wrap. What the hell was that? Oh shit.